بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to this program العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. My name is Samih Jad, and engineering for us for today, Brother Ziyad. Inshallah, we will be with your company, trying to explain to you the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, and the language of the Ahadith. Make intention, inshallah, that you are learning and you are spending time with us to understand the Quran, understand the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be coming more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are studying from the Noble Quran. If you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatul Jami'ah, you still can follow up with us, inshallah, by learning and listening to the program, recording whatever we say from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions, and inshallah you will learn like this over the airwaves of Radio Islam. Open your kitab, and what an honor to open the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in Surah Al-Baqarah, that's Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 62. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. This is the verse which we are studying today, inshallah. إن. Can you guess the meaning of this? We studied it before, and that's the beauty of learning from the Noble Quran, is that many of the vocabs you will find it coming again and again with the verses which we are studying. So inshallah you won't miss anything. إن means indeed or verily. إن. إن. Alif, Hamza under the Alif, Noon, and Shadda, which looks like a small W on top of the letter, and a Fatha, a small dash on top of that. That's to stress more on the noon when we are pronouncing it. Inna means indeed. Alladhina, inna alladhina, alladhina, those. Alladhina, those. We studied it before when we studied the pronoun. That's a masculine plural relative pronoun. Alladhina, those. Alif lam, shadda on top of the lam. Thal, kasra under the zal. So we pronounce it the الَّذِينَ يَا أَنُّونَ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, آمَنُوا, those who believed, indeed those who believed. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and those, again the word those comes, وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and those who became Jews. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, became Jews. Here, referring to the people who took or make came closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and while they are believers, of course. وَالنَّصَارَى, and referring to the Christians here. وَالنَّصَارَى, the Christians, Arabic word for the word Christians. نَصَارَى, literally the word is taken from Nasra, which is a place in which Jesus, peace be upon him, came from. And Nasra is a town in Palestine. Nasra in Arabic is called Nasra, a town in Palestine. And from that came the first name or the first label of the Christians, were called Nasara, those people who came from Nazareth, as they call it. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى, and the Christians. وَالصَّابِئِينَ, الصابئين, another group of people were called الصابئين. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these groups, and he says, those who believed from among those groups, those who believed correctly in the Almighty God alone without any partners, those who believed from among them will be having the full reward, and they will be having paradise also. Those who believed correctly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lived in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone might not think it, alright, so this includes all the groups no matter what they believe, no. Because here we will see the continuation of the verses. من آمن بالله, من, from them, or who from them, who believed from them. من آمن بالله. Now mentioning these groups, then mentioning من, which is, we call it in Arabic, تفيد التبعيد. من, which referring to some of them. Some of them who believed in Allah. من آمن آمن believed. من آمن بالله, who believed in Allah the Almighty. واليوم الآخر, and on the day of judgment, they believed in the last day of judgment. واليوم الآخر, اليوم means the day, الآخر, the last day. They believe in the coming of the last day, the day of judgment. So that's faith here, correct faith then. وعمل صالحا, and they did good in response to the teachings of Allah, submission to the teachings of Allah that were taught to them by the prophets of their time. Because they did not attain the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about those people before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who believed in Allah, believed in the day of judgment, and followed the instructions taught to them by the messengers of that time. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, they did righteous deeds. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَهُمْ, to them also there will be the reward. Allah will reward them. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ, أَجْر means reward. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ, أَجْر means reward. And هُمْ here refers to them, their reward. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ, for them there will be a reward also. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, from the Lord, or with the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّهِمْ, their Lord, will be giving them reward also for their belief and for their good deeds. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there will be no fear over them on the day of judgment. They won't, in a sense that they won't be going to the hellfire, because they believed, from the people from those groups, they believed in Allah, they believed in the day of judgment, and they did good. So they will be also going to paradise and be saved from the fire of Jahannam. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, لا خوف, خوف means fear, لا خوف, no fear, لا خوف, no fear, خوف only means fear. Taking from this word, the word خائف, the adjective خائف, which means someone who is afraid of something, that's خائف, خائف, terrified person. لا خوف عليهم, there is no fear over them. ولا هم يحزنون, ولا هم, and nor they will be grieving, they won't grieve on that day of judgment, they won't be sad, they will be happy, they will be happy on the day of judgment. Why? Because they also believed, same like the people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you notice from the beginning, you will find that the verse started with إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, referring to the group who believed during Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to those group who believed during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, those who followed the Prophet Musa عليه السلام. وَالنَّصَارَى, those who followed the Prophet Jesus or Isa عليه السلام. وَالصَّابِئِينَ, another group. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, those who believed from among those groups, بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and he believed in Allah and believed in the last day of judgment. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he did good deeds, righteous deeds. Now, not just doing any deeds according to his own will. No, the good deeds are only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which is instructed by Allah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, that's a good deed. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidded, that's a bad deed. That's an evil deed. Somebody might not say, alright, so I can do any good deed as I'm doing and then I'll be saved. No, who tell you? You need to see first what you are doing is good or not. And the criteria is only made by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he commands, that's good. Whatever he forbids, that's bad. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, and he did good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the full reward, and there will be no fear on them, and they will not grieve. So this is the verse which we are studying today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We will be now going further to the dialogues which we prepared for you, and the phrases of the dialogues which we prepared for you. I will stop by this verse, and maybe in the coming program, inshallah, that might be after Ramadan, bi-idhnihi ta'ala, we might stop for Ramadan, break for Ramadan, and we'll be starting after Ramadan. And we will be starting from verse 63, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Alright, the dialogue phrases for today is related to the bank. The bank, somebody is going to the bank, So if you are an Arab country, you will need to know some of the important phrases you will use there in the bank. Bank, to start with, the word bank itself, it's also used in Arabic as bank. It's an Arabized word, mu'arraba, that people are using also in Arabia. They still can understand. If you say bank, they'll understand. But the Arabic word for it is masraf. Masraf. From sarafa, which means to spend. Yasrif means to spend. Right? To spend on money, I mean. To spend money. That's yasrif. Fil masraf. Al masraf means the bank. Al masraf. The bank. You can find some phrases like, or some sentences like, Aina ajidul masraf? Where can I find the bank? Where can I find? Aina ajidul masraf? Where can I find the bank? هل المصرف مفتوح اليوم? You can obviously change the word masraf and put the word bank there. It's fine. هل البنك مفتوح اليوم? هل المصرف مفتوح اليوم? Is the bank open today? Okay. There is another word also which is used and is not a bank, but it's used in Arabia. It's called مكتب الصرافة. مكتب الصرافة. مكتب الصرافة refers to another legal offices used for currency, for just changing the currency. It's legal. You got license from the governments in some Arab countries. I don't think South Africa got this, but it's in some Arab countries it's found, where they have that currency change offices, and they can just change. It's called Maktab al-Sarafa. So if you didn't find the bank or the bank is closed, you can still go just to the Maktab al-Sarafa. It's a small shop there, and you go and you change there from the Sirafa, Maktab al-Sirafa, the currency change office. Right, let's continue. أريد أن أستبدل بعض النقود. I want to change some currencies or some money. That's how you say it in Arabic. أريد أن أستبدل بعض النقود. أستبدل, to change. بعض النقود, some money. ما سعر الصرف اليوم؟ ما سعر الصرف اليوم؟ What is the rate of the exchange today? ما سعر الصرف اليوم؟ What is the rate of the exchange today? سعر الصرف, the rate of the exchange or the rate of the currency. سعر الصرف اليوم. He will answer you, it's this or that, or he will ask you about the currency which you want to change to. ما سعر الصرف اليوم؟ ما هي العملة التي تود التغيير إليها؟ ما هي العملة التي تود التغيير أو التي تود استبدالها؟ What is the currency which you want to change? What is the currency? ما هي العملة? Right, moving on. أريد أن أسحب مالا. I want to draw some money. أريد أن أسحب مالا. يسحب means to draw. أريد أن أسحب مال. يسحب means to draw. يا سين حاء باء. أسحب, أنا أسحب, I draw. أريد أن أسحب مالا. I want to draw some money. أريد إيداع. أريد إيداع بعض النقود. I want to deposit some money. أريد إيداع. So we learned here إيداع and سحب. سحب means to draw. إيداع means to deposit. أريد إيداع بعض النقود. I want to deposit some money. To deposit means to, in Arabic it's إيداع. إيداع. ألف ياء دال ألف عين. إيداع. It's عين at the end. Then there is another sentence or phrase. I want to open an account. I want to open an account. In Arabic, أريد أن أفتح حسابا. أريد أن أفتح حسابا. أريد, I want. Very important word, verb, أريد, I want. Because you will use it a lot in Arabic. أريد, I want. أن أفتح, أن to, أفتح, to open حسابا, an account. أريد أن أفتح حسابا means I want to open an account. Alright, let's move on. Sheik, check. The word sheik in Arabic, check. Moving on. some of the currencies that you will, or the famous currencies that you need to know in Arabic also, some of the words change in Arabic. Dollar, it's dollar. The word dollar, in English it's dollar, in Arabic it's dollar. So just some little bit of a slight of a change there in the pronunciation. In English we say dollar, in Arabic dollar, dollar. Right? The pound, it's called junayh. Pound is junayh. Jim noon ya ha. Pound, junayh. It's the pound. Euro is euro. Euro is euro, same as it is. Right, then there is dinar. Dinar is dinar. The dinar is called, the dinar is the same in English as in Arabic. Then there is rial also. The rial is a rial. The rupee is also the rupee in Arabic. Then there is what you call it? Cent. Cent is a cent also in Arabic. Cent is also a cent in Arabic. These are some of the important currencies of the world that you need to memorize. Once again, I'm going to say it quickly. Dollar is dollar. Junayh, jim noon ya ha. Junayh is a pound. And the French franc is called franc in Arabic as well. Franc. Then there is the rupee is a rupee. Rial is rial. Yen is yen. There is also the euro is euro as it is. So these are the most important currencies that you will find there in Arabia. There is another word we can give. Discount. Khasm. Discount. Khasm. That's discount. Another word related to banks. Qard. Loan. Qard. Loan. Mentioned in the Quran also. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. يقرض. To give a loan. يقرض. يقرض. The verb. And قرض is a loan. قرض. Loan. قرض is قاف را ضاد. قاف را ضاد. قرض. Okay. إجراءات. Procedure. إجراءات. Procedure. إجراءات. The procedure. إجراءات. ألف جيم راء ألف همزة ألف آن تاء. إجراءات means procedure. Then one last word is form. استمارة. Form is استمارة. Form. ألف سين تاء ميم ألف راء and round تاء. استمارة. استمارة means form. Sorry, there's two more words. Saving account, it's called حساب إدخار. Saving account, if you have a saving account, إدخار or إداع, deposit account or saving account. إدخار is ألف دال, خاء ألف راء, إدخار. And إداع is deposit, ألف ياء, دال ألف عين. These are also two important words. I hope we benefited you today in Al Arabiyyat al Jami'. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. From my engineer brother Ziyad, from me Sami Hjad, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk.
إذا قلت نون نون إذا قلت نون نون إذا قلت نون نون تقول